I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Europe's people swap isn't going according to plan. In a deal struck last month between Turkey and the European Union, Syrian refugees are being exchanged for Europe's illegal immigrants. Deportations began Monday but quickly had to be paused. More immigrants are arriving in Greece than can be sent back. It's a mess. Things aren't much better in Turkey either. Christian Aid Mission comes alongside Christian ministries in Turkey to help refugees. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says the needs are overwhelming, but a $5 storybook is a good place to start.
It's amazing how a simple little Bible storybook can be a great delight to a family and focus their attention on stories about Jesus Christ and off from all their dismal circumstances.
Meanwhile, Kids Alive International is celebrating 100 years of ministry. President Matt Parker says a lot has changed since the first home opened in China in 1916.
We're working in 15 countries with thousands of kids, 6,000 children in total. Kids who've been rescued into loving homes and families and who now have very real hope for the future.
One thing that hasn't changed is the commitment to keeping Jesus Christ at the heart of everything the ministry does.
We believe it's God alone who transforms lives, and we will keep him at the center of every program that we run.
Kids Alive is preparing orphans and vulnerable children for adulthood.
Underpinning all of this is engaging children with the local church.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request yours by calling 800-995-4828. Or go to missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.